It's time for Talk Back. Talk Back is your opportunity to communicate with us, and you should take that opportunity because the Talk Back log is a little thin this week. So if you have something going on in your yard you'd like to talk about on the radio, you can do that. You can ask questions. You can make comments. You can correct the author here and do whatever you think is necessary. And to do that, you only need to send an email to comments@kaxe.org. You can send emails to me personally, JLatimer@kaxe.org. And you can write to us. Our address is 260 Northeast 2nd Street, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, 55744. We're always happy to get your letters. And of course, if you want to call and bring it out in your own words, that number is 218-999-9876. That's our talkback line. Doesn't matter how you do it, we just love to hear from you. So do like these folks have done and get in touch with us. Starting off the show today, Ed Dallas, who is looking for a leg masseuse. He was out riding his bike yesterday and said that he went some over half a century. And I told him that if he had had the good sense to ride north on his bike, he would have been at my house at the end of that ride, and he could have had a cold beer and perhaps a ride home, but he wasn't that smart. He drove around in his neighborhood. He mentioned that there were some storms in the area down there last night, nothing serious, but not like some of the areas that got hit pretty hard, but it rained a little bit down there. He said he has a cute little groundhog. I warned him about that. They grow up to be surly old groundhogs, just like humans. I used to be a cute little baby, and now I'm a surly old kid. But anyway, he has this cute little groundhog that's kind of eating the dandelions in his yard. And I said, that's only the start. Wait till they go for the big stuff, like your garden. The other thing that Ed had to say was that there, to his eye, and as he rides his bike, he's not seeing a lot of raspberry or blackberries. And I'm curious about that. Maybe you'd like to send us an email or drop us a line, send us a note, call the talkback line and refute Ed's perception that there aren't many raspberries or blackberries this year. I haven't seen any ripe blackberries. My perception is that the raspberries are a little bit small and not very plentiful either. But again, it could just be the neighborhood that he and I are hanging out in. So let me know what you have. And staying with the Dallas theme, we go from Ed Dallas to Dallas Hudson. Dallas Hudson is a phenologist in the Akeley area, and he says that on the 10th, bergamot was blooming, bladderwort was blooming by his dock. On the 11th, tansy, he saw a mature red white-faced meadowhawk. And I haven't seen any mature meadowhawks yet. That's a fall butterfly or dragonfly. On the 13th, wild mint, pearly everlasting, creeping bellflower, and sow thistle were all in bloom. On the 14th, enchanter's nightshade was blooming, purple prairie clover blooming, hemp nettle, arrowhead was blooming, aster, and he saw a shadow darner. On the 15th, lopseed and jewelweed were both blooming. And then he says in a little note at the bottom, my list of firsts to look for is getting short. Summer is on the downhill slide. You can always count on Dallas to cheer you up. he's right, though. I had to run my headlights to get in this morning at about 4:45, so it was still pretty dark out. And from the Itasca State Park, if you're thinking of going over there, there are lots of flowers to see, lots of other things. Lots of young skunks are moving around. Somebody saw a bear over there. Harebell is blooming, giant blue hyssop, mullion, square-stemmed monkey flower, fireweed, spotted touch-me-not, white water lilies, bullhead water lilies, brown-eyed Susans, yarrow, Nightshade, sweet clover, red clover, white clover, goat's beard, tall meadow rue, early goldenrod, evening primrose, lots and lots of things blooming, including sundew, which are sending up flower stalks. And if you are out in the bogs, check the hummocks. So if you're in a bog, the landscape is sort of up and down and up and down. And the technical name for those are hummocks and hollows. And check the hummocks, especially those that are south or southeast exposures, and look in amongst the sphagnum moss for these little tiny sundews. The leaves on the sundews are a quarter inch across, and if you're lucky, you'll find one that has trapped an insect. And you might even see some of the flowers right now. They are in flower right now as we speak. And among the birds that are still singing this past week, northern parula, common yellowthroat, and song sparrows in the Itasca State Park area. And tune in to the phenology show later this morning. We will talk more about some other birds that have been heard singing in the area. You are tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, 103.9 Ely, and KAXE.org, connecting you to Northern Minnesota.